This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek here from the American Equestrian Trade Association trade show and at the Philadelphia Expo Center near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. This is August the 17th, episode 1236. We are brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. And I have the original, the beginning, the first, the alpha co-host of the Stable Scoop radio show, my first... Well, isn't Alpha first?
Alpha co-host.
Or is Alpha the best? I don't know which the strongest.
I'll take both first and best, whatever you
want to
give.
Helena B. is here from the Stable Scoop radio show. She's been here all weekend. We've been having fun walking around and checking everything out.
Good morning.
It's been a good time here at ADA. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit later on about the changes that we have seen over the years since we've been coming here for the last 7 years. But first, because I know she's busy and I want to get her in here. Hope from Maryland Saddlery. You are the president of ADA right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So tell us a little bit. First of all, thank you so much for allowing us for the last, I think it's been almost 7 years, to come here every ADA and to broadcast live and to highlight some of the new products and manufacturers and stuff. It's been a lot of fun for us.
We're happy to have you. It's really great to get out what we do here far and wide, that retailers come from all over who are interested in learning about all the new manufacturers and all the new equipment in the industry, and come and touch it and feel it and get here and see it and buy it for all our customers to have.
And the trade association, the ADA, the American Equestrian Trade Association, what exactly is that?
That it sounds funny. ADA is a really interesting association, unusual association. We are a combination of both wholesalers and retailers, which is, for an association, kind of different, because there's both sides of the organization. We have both the buyers, retailers, and we have the sellers as well in our organization. We have more buyers than we have sellers, because there are more of us than there are of the manufacturers. But we come together and make decisions about how to make this show better and what we can do to bring them in. We have fabulous benefits for both our wholesalers and our retailers. We actually give $500 to every single retail member to spend at the show. $250 a show, they get a free hotel room twice a year. So our incentives are crazy. I don't think there's an organization out there that you could be a member of that pays you.
Right,
as well,
exactly.
As we do.
$8.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so, I pay attention.
Yeah. Very good. And the golden ticket, which is our hotel room.
I want to talk a little bit. If you can you hang with us for a couple minutes?
Sure,
all right,
sure.
Good. Because you're the only retailer we're going to have on this morning.
Oh,
the
boy.
Rest are our manufacturers.
My.
So you also are here in the capacity of a retailer.
I am mostly here in the capacity of a retailer.
And once this is a big deal for you. So this gives you the opportunity to touch and feel, because manufacturers come from all over the world.
All over the world.
So it's difficult to go out and see these products where they're made. So this is your opportunity, like you said, to touch and feel. And then you buy as well. This is your chance to sort of stock.
Absolutely. And if I had to, if you said to me, why do I come? It's really the relationships. I talk to people on the phone all the time. We call and say, send us 6 of these and 5 of those and 2 of these. But I go into every booth, and the booth sitting next to you, I've known that man for 27 years. You know, I go in and give him a big hug, and we talk about our kids and his grandkids. And for me,
I think he's been in the business 80 years, actually.
This is the only business you can be in for 80 years.
So, you know, I go from booth to booth and basically hug people and say hello. I mean, our lives are intertwined in a way that is so important. And sometimes I've only heard their voice, and it's great to meet them. And it makes a connection that it is meaningful to me and meaningful to them as well. That's why we're retailers. We are retailers because we like people coming in our door and we like to have that conversation. There are many e-tailers out there, not to say that that's not a great business, but for me, having someone come in and talk to me about, you know, their chestnut thoroughbred mare is why I opened my door.
You know, I was just talking to the woman I buy my hay from about this. I said, I have this feeling that there's going to be a shift back to people going into brick and mortar stores because of the product education. There's so many advances in technology and innovative products in our industry that to go and talk about, this is my horse, this is what we do, this is the kind of riding we do, and then have to develop that relationship with the retailer who has the product knowledge. Do you find that this is a good place to get that, to get the education, then take that back to your customers?
Well, you know, for wholesalers, it's of utmost importance to be able importance to say to us, because what's called front of mind or top of mind, which is if you give me information, that's there. And I'm likely, if you come in and say, you know, what bridle to buy, if I've just spoken to you about your buckles and your leather, guess what I'm going to say? Guess what my salespeople are going to say? So it's so important for them to come here. And it's so important for us, because right now the world is built on a 5-star rating process, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know who's clicking those stars. It's the old, you know, your own Yelp thing, people going on and self-yelping.
And half the people hate it and half loved it.
And you don't know who to listen to. Right. You don't know who JoJo 75 is.
Right.
You know? But somehow you're listening to him. And
you're doing it again, aren't you? JoJo.
So I feel like coming here and learning about the product and innovations, there's a reason they made everything the way they made it. It's better, it's faster, it's stronger, it's more durable, it's prettier, it feels better, it looks better. And I want that knowledge because that helps me sell. There's a saying in my industry, which is the more you know, the better you serve. The better you serve, the more you sell. And we follow that. And the knowledge is key. More I know about you and your horse and the look on your face when you say, if we're talking about bits and you say, I need a new bit. And I say, well, do you have trouble stopping? That's my first question. And if I see a little twinkle of fear in your eyes and I'm thinking, oh, she may not tell me the truth, but I can tell in her face, she has trouble stopping her horse.
Yes.
So we're going to up my choices. I'm going to give you a little bit of stronger bit. Maybe we'll talk curb chains.
Right.
So when I learn from these manufacturers how their products work, then I can fit it better for you.
And this is your livelihood. Like you said, this is your lives are intertwined. You use the word lives. It's not just about your business. And now this may be true for industries outside of equestrian retail, but for us, our livelihoods are very much about who we are as people, not just a product, you know, what we're selling.
Absolutely.
So we do this not 8, 10, 12 hours a day, but 20 hours out of the 24, because then we go home and we ride. We have kids who ride. We keep them as pets. So we're incredibly intertwined. So you're taking this relationship building thing. So it is. It's all about relationships.
It is. And when I get here, they know me, and the products they suggest fit in
with your market.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it is. And then I find new and innovative, really small companies.
Well, I want to talk to you about that. We found a lot of new companies here this time.
A lot of great new companies.
And I'll tell you the two things that I think we noticed this time, because we've been coming, like you, forever, right? And Jennifer and I had a tack business before this, so we've been coming since the 90s, right? I think this time, you know, as opposed to 4 years ago, in the last 4 years, has been the most positive I've found everybody. I think with the recession kind of on the wane, and I just found everybody much more positive than in the last couple. Have you found that too?
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel, and maybe it's the baby boomers driving this market, and I'm happy. Anyone with a Visa card is good.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't discriminate. I'm happy. If you're coming in to spend, feel free. And I will liberate you from the X number of dollars you're willing to give me. And that's my job. But I feel that people are not just looking. I mean, we spent many years. We sat in our store from 2006 through 2011 just looking. People come in and you say, hey, how are you? What's going on today? Because you never say, may I help you? Because that's the no-no. And they say, before you could even speak, they go, oh, we're just looking.
I do that.
And some of that is, even if one of the three women were there, weren't. But they would feel guilty because they had money to spend, the other two didn't.
Yeah.
And that's softened now. People are shopping together and spending together and riding together. And the market is growing in that sense, in the high end. What we're looking for now is how to grow the young end. how to really build.
Well, I got to tell you, we talk to guests all the time that are with associations, and that's their biggest problem is getting young people into the breeds, into the disciplines. That's the biggest problem they all have. They're all worried about that.
Working hard in Maryland, and that's something that we're trying to come up with a...
you guys are doing the best, actually. Maryland is working real hard. As a state, you've really gotten together.
We have a Maryland Horse Industry Board. Yeah. We have an innovators group now that I'm working in.
You do those tours and all that stuff.
And we're trying to bring people to market. Yeah. We have a series now of taking people who have an idea and teaching them how to bring their idea to market. So I'm trying to build this market. And then Kentucky's watching us, and New Hampshire and Virginia, they're all watching Maryland, where we have a horse land, my God, at State Fair. In about 5 minutes, I have to start working on that once I get home. 400,000 people come to State Fair in Maryland, and they were willing to give us a tent to grow the horse industry at the Maryland State Fair.
Oh, that's great.
That's wonderful.
Because those are people that would never... They never
get
exposed. It does.
So you're not just, it's not just the retail. It's all in question enthusiasts, horse enthusiasts, whether it's breed or riding or.
Yep. We have the Rodeo Queen. I mean, we have everybody. We have the mounted shooters. We have under this tent. We have right now in Maryland, there is this weird, wonderful honeymoon where we're working with everyone together to try to raise up the Maryland horse industry. And that reflects in here. I mean, that's where we're going. We can't work just here. We have to work from the bottom up. It's a 20-year plan.
Well, right. Now, this is a show. Today's show is about products. So mm-hmm. Do you have a couple that really stood out to you, new products that are coming to market that you went, oh, that's cool?
Pinky Schooner, did you meet with her? She's really cool.
No, what was that?
She has, I'm holding it in my, oh, yes, I am. Here we go. Not that it's television, but.
Oh well, no, we're on video live here, so she can show it.
She makes a hair bow that is very beautiful. She hand makes everything, and she put them on.
That's elegant looking.
Tote bags, bigger ones on tote bags, and
it's
they are great for ponytail holders and lapel pins. And she's adorable, and she does it all by herself. And she
Gracie likes it. It's Gracie approved.
Tote bag that she makes, and these are her hand painted products that she turns into fabrics. And so that was I love the little retailer. And then, we love helmets, great helmets, and Sam Shields.
There are
always
so many innovations in the helmets today, from color to comfort.
I didn't know there were that many helmet companies.
It's wonderful.
There are
because it's protecting your noggin has never been so much fun. It's everywhere.
There's an Italian company that came in. Did you see them in the back corner by Weatherbita, where they had the helmets with the flags and stuff?
Yes.
Those are really cool. Are really cool.
You can wear something large on your head and still look great.
That's right.
Look great and have fun with it.
And they all were great and had lovely Italian accents. And I think they're coming up later in the show.
Oh, yes, they are. It's been great. I love looking at the new product. And the other thing is fit. Unless you try this stuff on, you don't know if it's your style.
Well, and the one thing we noticed is that clothing, over 5 years ago, the revolution in the number of clothing manufacturers and the amount of clothing that is available to riders, it has never been this much.
That's true.
Ever.
And technical, fabulous technical
fabrics,
And they're getting actual, they're getting people from outside the industry now that really know clothing to come in and help with the design and the stitching and everything. And I think it's up the level of clothing that we have as a whole.
Well, the fabric alone, the fabric research and the innovations in fabric now are outrageous.
Yeah.
We're happy if they're snot proof. I mean, that's for us, right? If you're at a horse show and your horse is rubbing his nose up and down your arm, to be able to wash it off with a washcloth.
Just go like that.
Or rinse yourself off with a hose. I mean, it used to be we were in wool, and now we're in what we say, a bathing suit cleverly shaped as a show jacket.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. We're all in Lycra now.
We're all in Lycra.
But it's great because guess what? We get to actually be athletes now. We've been riding in business attire for a very long time, and the chance to ride in still it looks like business attire, but to be able to move is very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
We're trying to drag the fox hunting crowd into the into the bathing suit world.
So good luck with that.
We still have stretch wool.
Well, give a plug for your store.
Oh, my store, Maryland Saddlery. We've been in business 27 years, and our flagship store is in Butler. Then we have three consignment stores as well, one in Hocassin, Delaware, and one in Crofton, Maryland, and one in right at our main store.
So, I remember when you were so little.
I was so tiny. all of 20-something years
ago. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thank you for
having
me. Well,
thanks a lot. What's the website again?
MarylandSaddlery.com or okay. USaddlesMaryland.com.
USaddlesMaryland. So you'll wonderful. Ship them all over the country? The
if
USaddles.
People want them, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, great. Yeah. All right.
Gotta try them to see if you like them.
Thanks,
that's
Hope.
That's right. Take
Make
care.
A trip out
Take
to
care.
Maryland.
And thank you to Ada again. We our really pleasure. Appreciate it. Well, now our first guest here today with a product is Karen, and she's going to have a seat. Have a seat. She's got to come up close to the mic about an inch away. So,
and
Karen.
She's with Deer Valley Danes.
Deer Valley Danes. We're starting with dogs, not horses today. So I'm going to adjust this for
food
you.
Food for the life of your dog. Are we talking about dog food? Or are we talking about other
about
things?
Dog okay. food.
Come right into the
I
mic.
I like that. Deer Valley Danes. Food for the life of your dog. Nice tagline.
Thank you.
So tell us about the company.
The company started about 2 years ago, and we started as distributors for Oma's Pride, which is a family-owned company in Connecticut. They have raw and freeze-dried dog food. And then we started making our own treats, which is now we have our own private label, which is very exciting. And we have some great new products coming out. And then we also distribute for Giggy Bites, which is a horse and dog bakery. In
Giggy Bites.
Love Giggy Bites.
Giggy Bites.
Hi to Stephanie if you're listening, because I love her. She's fabulous. And we also distribute for Equiderma, who's here today.
Great product.
Actually, we had an interview with Bruce Davidson stopped by yesterday
yes.
with Equiderma. And,
he's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, still going at, I don't know. He's in his 70s.
He looks
isn't he?
Fabulous.
Isn't
he? He's grown
60s
up.
Or 70s. I don't know.
he's
but
all
he
grown
looks
up.
Great, and he's doing well, and he's still riding out there doing his thing, and he loves that product. So,
it's
well, let's
product.
Show us some of yours. What are okay. we going to talk about today?
Well, we have one of their signature treats, which is their lamb lung crisps. And this is something.
Is this actually lamb lungs?
It's actually lamb lung. I know some of these products are a little may
right.
sound odd to people who feed kibble.
Well, you know what? If you talk to my dog, he'd say,
"Oh, he needs a whole bag, plastic
yeah,
and
yeah.
all."
Bring it, Mama.
Yeah, exactly.
Lamb lung crisps.
Oh. Show what they look like on the other side. Oh. Okay, I'm getting a little grossed out, I have to admit.
No, you know, people
well, sometimes,
eat liver.
Well, I know,
thighs.
But sometimes we actually try the treats that for horses and stuff.
Oh.
I ain't trying these. I'm
no,
telling
no,
you that.
No, I have a treat you can okay. try that right. I make myself. Right. Actually, you could try this too. We'll start with something a little more simple. This is just their turkey breast. This is Oma's. Or
so it's Opa's actual turkey breast?
Yes, it's just turkey breast.
It looks like freeze-dried turkey breast.
It's freeze-dried turkey breast.
Gobbling
so do you give
good.
It to them just like this, Opa's, or do you rehydrate
yes.
it, or what do you do?
We do a lot. We do a lot of dog shows and confirmation shows, and what people were looking for, what got us started with making our own treats, are people are looking for something that'll break off clean in the show ring that they can give to their dogs. Because some of the treats that you try to bait your dog with to get them to stack and look beautiful and whatnot, they melt in your hands. I've seen handlers have to put the actual treat in their mouth. And if you're talking about like a thick piece of liver or something, that's just nasty. You know. So these treats are fabulous because they break off. You
wait a minute, lamb lung.
Wait a minute.
Better?
No, it doesn't.
Wait till
better.
I carve the turkey. I'll be back.
<I'm kidding>. So they're.
That's funny.
This is our own private label, and we can open the bag if you want to try something this morning.
What is this?
These are our Chickalicious treats, which is human grade organic chicken breast, and. I laugh because my nephew, this is a family-owned company. I have my sisters involved, my 84-year-old mom. She's involved. She
Bless.
Does all our stuff. She measures it out.
Okay, are you ready, Gracie?
It's just chicken breast. It's like chicken jerky.
Oh, good.
It tastes exactly like chicken jerky, actually.
It should, because it's just chicken jerky.
It does. It tastes like chicken jerky.
I like how Helena takes a giant bite.
Yeah, I took a tiny little nibble.
I'm a trusting soul.
That's funny.
Well, you know, you had something here yesterday, and I opened up the bag and I stuck my finger in it and I tasted it. It was a horse supplement or something. Buck said, "You're going to eat that?" I'm like, Jen and I eat everything.
We taste it.
Don't
eat stuff.
We
well,
taste everything
eat
before
well,
we
now that this one's
horses.
Open, this one goes home to my dog, Glory.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have a greyhound who will love these.
I have more stuff for Glory.
Well, let me read
that's
oh.
really good stuff.
Now you got hog on product.
Chickalicious. My nephew, Jonathan, would be really pleased that he's not the only one who eats all my chicken treats, so he's in good company. It's good stuff.
So it's there's no preservatives
no,
in this stuff.
No, there's nothing. That's it.
Clean, natural.
It's just dehydrated.
It's dehydrated.
Like we got that. My mom had that dehydrator to do like dehydrated fruits and stuff.
Yes, yes. But everything is hand carved.
A bigger one, I assume, than my mom had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Here, see. Look.
There you go.
But
that's
it's just
hand carved
chicken breast, and they're Olma's Pride is absolutely phenomenal. Well, this is our stuff, but this is the
you
the
had some things grosser than
wonderful.
Lungs, though, I
we
saw
have
over
tons
there.
Of gross stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what other gross stuff do you have? We're going gross.
Our
we might as well go
eat.
Totally gross.
We'll eat anything. You know, that's what they're designed
this
to do.
This is Opaws is the name of it, P-A-W-S.
This is back to our stuff for a minute, the private label stuff. But we have beef liver. And this is 100% organic.
Well, they put a lot of
USA
that in dog
natural.
Food anyway, right? Beef liver.
This is just beef liver. There is nothing else in it. It is again, hand-trimmed, sliced. And I'm really picky. If I don't like how it looks when I get it in, I won't sell it.
The thing about liver is it's very, very, very high in protein. And this says 52% protein. So,
but this
for the
is
daily.
A treat.
Yeah.
This is something
so you
that,
give it in small amounts.
Right.
This is what I was laughing about. We're part of the Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce, and we had won their Swim with the Sharks video competition. And I had to do an impromptu speech at the, you know, last minute. And the only thing I could think of is our beef liver has a following, and they refer to it as dog crack. So I said, you know, we're the drug dealers of the dog food business. And everybody just went dead silent, and I covered my mouth, and I said, I can't believe I just said that. And I had clients come up to me afterwards and laugh themselves sick. They said, that was the funniest speech we heard. And I thought, oh, Lord, I'll never sell any more dog food again, ever. But it's so popular. I have people at the dog shows coming up to me and pre-ordering and, you know, how much crack you got on you, you know. And we're selling it by the bags, bulls. And
okay,
really
now you really
stuff.
Want to sell it. You need to change the name on the bag to dog
true.
Crack.
That's true. We thought about selling it as dog
yeah,
crack.
I mean, I think that would be
that
funny,
would.
Actually.
I like the Chick-a-licious. Daisy's. Who's
Daisy? Daisy is one of my Great Danes, and she's the one who has prompted me to get into dog food and dog business way over my head. She was the number two Great Dane in the country for 2 years. She's gone to Westminster, Yukonuba, you name it. She was here at the Philadelphia Dog Show, and she was on TV. She's a fabulous girl. So now she's my big couch potato, and I have her crazy puppies at home, Hitter Two. And so I had to, the whole company, this is her picture on our private label. Everything is all, it's Daisy's world. We just rent space.
Why do the
that,
most?
I like that.
Why
She's
do the most petite
world.
Girls have the biggest darn dogs?
We do like big things.
I mean, you
we
always
do.
Have
it's
huge
balanced.
Dogs. You have huge dogs. Everybody I know that has a Great Dane is tiny, like 5'2".
Absolutely,
absolutely,
because we can appreciate the other side.
You got to do it.
We want a little.
I have so much
something.
I could go with there,
exactly,
and I'm not
exactly.
going there.
It's only 9:15.
8 inches apart.
I'll get hit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
12 years of Catholic
yeah,
school.
Yeah, me too. Okay, now I absolutely. That brought back memories. I haven't heard that term in 25 years. That's funny.
Well,
where do people find all this stuff?
Well, you can find it. Oma's Pride has distributors, international distributors. They're all over the country. We distribute for them in Delaware. We have free delivery in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey. If you are looking for our stuff and we follow my handler. And so we'll send it with her, and she's all over the place. She's up and down the East Coast. So you either, you know, find us via, we ship everywhere in the country through our website, which is DeerValleyDanes.com, and we're constantly trying to introduce, you know, new products. But, yeah, you can, or you find us at the shows, or you give me a call, or you send me an email, and I respond pretty much right away.
And it's omaspride.com, omaspride.com. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Karen. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm going to hand off some treats to you guys.
Oh, yeah. We'll take them.
With you.
We'll take them. Gloria
all,
will love
we're
any
all
treats.
Now,
yeah.
Correct.
And we have a long drive today. So, you know.
You need more chicken treats.
Yeah.
You're good. For the road. Well, thank you for having
breakfast.
Me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the food. Eat for breakfast.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We actually do have some programming notes that I could do right now. We're waiting for our next guest to have a seat. We're going to be bringing you a lot of new shows this week, but we will not be live. So we do not have a live feed this week on Horses in the Morning because Jennifer and I are heading off to Helena's house in Rhode Island. We're going to spend some time in Rhode Island. We're going to go down to Newport. We're taking the week off. We're vacationing. So we do have a lot of programs for you lined up this week. All the regular programs will be here. We have some new programs lined up for Horses in the Morning for the rest of the week. They'll just be put out at 9 o'clock on your feed, on your player, on the website. We just will not have the live feed until next Monday. So please take note of that. All right, we're ready for our next guest. Who do we have coming up here next? Now we got to get all the dog treats off of the, unless you want some there.
That was for me.
Yeah, unless you want some, Gene. We got tons of dog treats here. All right, so we have Gene here is from Pro Chaps. You need to come right up to the microphone about an inch away. So lean in.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, my pleasure.
Come right up. You ought to be much closer.
Much closer.
Yeah, get friendly here. This, we're a friendly group.
Okay, now, do you pronounce your name Gene or Jean?
It's Jean.
Jean. Okay,
right.
Good.
I'm coming from a French background and from Montreal, Quebec.
See, I hadn't met him before, so I didn't know about the French accent. See?
Yes, well, if you want to... you wouldn't believe what I said yesterday to one of your colleagues here, and I don't think I will repeat that.
Nothing we haven't heard before.
I heard so that, actually, and you're not allowed to repeat it, okay?
It's in her shoes now, all right?
I heard that. It was very funny. We all laughed about it at dinner last night.
Yeah,
so
that's a pure translation.
Yes.
Nothing could be worse than the Naked Dinner episode,
yeah,
so
right.
let's just keep things in context.
So Pro Chaps, tell us about Pro Chaps.
Yes, well, Pro Chap is a company that I've created about 12 years ago. I'm a former amateur jumper rider and doing it for pleasure, you know, for my leisure. And I've been competing for quite a while, and I thought that something was missing in the sport. As you know, equestrian is a very conservative sport, and most of the other sports I would say improved technically quite a lot in their equipment. But in the equestrian business, it's a little bit different because people are very concerned with the look, with the appearance, with the classic part of aspect of the
traditional
equipment,
yeah.
The tradition,
yeah.
And it's okay. But there was something profoundly wrong in my understanding about something. You know, you have probably all experienced that wearing a boot, is. Which could be beautiful. I mean, people swears by their boot. It could also be very, I would say, damaging for your feet.
Yeah, painful.
You know, when you remove the boot, you start saying, "Oh my God, I'm bleeding." And, you know,
yeah.
Now try to imagine the number it does to your leg to having a tight boot all the time. And even if it's not tight, just the fact that the boot is picking up the whole part of that low part of your body and
yeah.
Compressing strangulate, you know, and choking it. So I thought that we could come up with a concept which would be doing the contrary of that. In other words, which would be giving to the leg its full capacity and power. We wanted to create an equipment that would be giving impulsion to the leg. And that's what you need. The only thing that you need on a horse is a strong leg that would give the impulsion to the horse, right? So we started a research on that. We spent about a year and a half and working with different groups, testing materials, testing also the movement of the blood, the way it functions, you know, because, you know, you're vertical, but you're half-seated on your saddle and all that. So we came up with a different package of materials, and we assemble all that. For example, our chap is built with nylon made by DuPont that are weather repellent, and also other nylon that are attracting sweatness. In the middle of that, we develop a material called Airprene, which is a perforated
Airprene,
okay. Not neoprene,
which is
but Airprene.
It's Airprene because neoprene is not it's very tight. You
right.
know, it's protect you against water.
Right.
So that doesn't work because I mean we need to have a material that breathes. You know, and we created an antibacterial membrane also to kill the bacteria coming from the sweatness of the rider and from the horse. Also, we develop a leather that is waterproof and which also is protecting against the sweatness of the horse. Because what happens to with the sweatness of the horse is your leather gets very dry, and then it of course degenerates.
Yeah, the salt actually dries
exactly.
it out. Yeah.
So we created a product which is a standalone, very very different, and also it had to be beautiful. It has to be very technical, but it had to be very beautiful. So this
now, were you the first one to do half chaps then?
I'm sorry. No, we were not the first
okay.
one. No. In contrary, in fact, when we look at all the AFCHAPs on the market, we thought that they were definitely not. They were, in fact, in the continuation of Boots. So we thought that we should do something different. And to say the truth, the first product we had was not.
Helena's putting them on right now. So
are you getting excited, or you think I'm
he's
crazy?
He's putting them on. She's putting them on to try
I'm
them
like
on
the
over
princess
here.
Princess in the pea.
You are the princess.
Yes, she is.
I don't know if this is your size. I don't know what size was picked
okay.
up there. But
if I can get it on my foot without swearing, then it's okay. a big deal.
Yeah.
I like the elastic. We talked about half chaps a lot before, and I do like the elastic gusset that you have in here.
Well, it's a combination of all kind of different materials, including a zipper that is very, very resistant.
Oh, and that's the first thing that breaks.
And exactly.
They're nicely contoured. Sorry. I do this all the time.
Do you have mine?
And by the way, do you want to know we have 35 different sizes?
Oh, really? So different calf sizes?
35 sizes. Size.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is it's almost a custom-made chap. But you will never know that, because when you order the pro chaps online, because they're available online, we can supply to anybody the size they want. And it comes from a double extra small 15 inches to double extra large 19 inches. And you know what? We believe that riders...
Oh, you would even have one to fit me.
Possibly. But looking at you, I don't know how big you are behind the stable, but I can tell you that people are very happy to know that we don't consider larger person as to be marginal in the sport.
Well, that's been a problem, actually, with half chaps in the past.
Yeah.
Do you, can people return them? Because, you know, a lot of times you get the fit wrong the first time just doing measurements, and then they can return them and
you know something? That's
them.
A good question. Now we've been in the business for quite many years, and that was one idea we had at the beginning, was to make that product available everywhere and also, of course, online. Now, to be online, you can do that unless this product doesn't come back to you all the time.
Right.
Because we're selling everywhere, in Japan, in Iceland, in Norway, in the United States, and wherever they are. They're requested, and they don't come back. Why? Because the way we make our formula is extremely simple. We say to people, measure your the circumference of your calf and give us the length. Go on our website, look the way it's made, and send that to us, and it works.
Good.
Well, I have to say that the parts of this chap that stand out to me are, now I'm going to probably use the wrong technical terms, but the top part, there is... So there's stretchy fabric at the top, but it's got like a grip to it so that it's not going to slide down your leg. It'll stick to your leg, but it moves with you. It zips from the top down.
Yes.
Bless your heart.
Yes, hallelujah.
And there are not a lot of moving parts. Really, it's just the zipper.
And look inside. You can see that the leather is stitched with a material called cambrel, which keeps the chap straight. It doesn't drop down. Not only it doesn't drop down, but it does not rotate on your leg, you know, when you're riding. And let me give you an additional feature. Let me show you. If you look at the zipper, okay? All the zippers that you find on the market, any zippers, okay, they are opening like that, okay?
Yep.
No difference here. Now, look at this lock.
Zipper locks. It's folded up, it locks.
So wherever you are, over your jump, or you're being on a trekking somewhere, you will not be caught in a situation where your chap will open, because the lock is... part of the equipment, you see?
And the stitching is very well done. You're not going to lose anything from this. The construction is beyond
any part
of the
chap has been researched. And I didn't have the time to talk to you about the Athletic, which is our long chap, which is a revolutionary product, because with three different sizes, we can provide a full chap to anybody wherever they are in the world, and we ensure the fitting. It's like a second skin. It molds the leg completely.
It has a lot of flex to it.
See the way they're made?
Yep.
We take into consideration the movement of the stretch of the materials, and if you look through that, you see? Look at the holes in there. See? So this is... breeding.
Yeah.
And so the only leather part that is required in a chap is the one that touched the horse.
Right.
Because you want to be skin to skin.
Right.
But all the other part don't need to be leather. Okay.
Right. And actually, a miss would be much cooler, too.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, this is good. And we also have a belt that is orthopedic. It's been designed by an orthopedist, which constantly support the sacrum, the lumbar area. Why? Because when you ride, you always have your muscle, of course, going in horizontally in different directions.
Well, it's the same people wear those big support belts when
it's
they work.
Almost
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So look at this belt. You see yeah. this belt is airprene in there. This is cushion here, and the hip is also cushion. So this is an incredible, and the waist is not a factor because look at the way you adjust your waist. You see that?
Because it's stretchy
look at
too.
That. Look at that. So we take the measurement, which is the calf, the thigh, and the length. That's it. And you got a almost a custom full chap right
away. Well, before we run out of time, two things. The half chaps, what's the retail?
The half chap retail, $160 for one model, $175 for the competition model.
Okay.
And the
okay.
long chap is $275.
Nice.
Great. And you can get them at prochaps.com is where you can find them.
That's as simple as that, prochaps.com.
And it's stores worldwide. Stores everywhere, too.
Everywhere.
I think I'm going to get myself a pair of these.
Come and see me. Let me try first.
Yeah, okay. I
You need a new pair? I know
do.
Jennifer needs a new pair, too. She would just worn hers out.
You know, the name brand, the big name
Nobody
brand
wears their
chaps
boots
that
anymore.
I keep buying that keep falling apart.
You know yeah. what? I think you're saying something real, and it's not a joke. We want to have the best product in the world because riders are loyal. They're loyal people. If they know something is good, they will come back to you.
Right.
But don't fool them. Because, I mean, you're just going to lose them
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Okay, so this is where we want to stem.
Yep.
And I've been holding on to these busted up pair of half chaps because there's nothing else on the market that will satisfy my princess and
There you
tendencies.
Go. Stop over before we leave today.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I'm ready.
Prochaps.com. Thank you, Jean. We appreciate
Thank
you being
very
here.
My pleasure.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right. Very good. And we are going from a French accent, I think, to a British accent next, actually.
Oh, yeah. We're going global.
It's very...
We're international here. There's a lot more international companies here than there ever has been in the past,
the world
too.
Getting global, right?
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you,
John. We appreciate it. Take
Thank
care.
You.
Thank you. Come and see me anytime.
I will do.
All right. Have a seat. We have Lauren coming up, who I met. I met because they were the two wild girls over there. And you have to be right up against the mic.
Look at her pretty shirt.
I know.
This? Because I just love
I know.
That.
Lean in. You got to be an inch away. So there you go. So we have Lauren here. She's from a company called Chill Out Horsewear, right?
Yes, I am.
And out of Britain?
I am, yes.
UK. Okay. What part?
Cheshire, England.
Oh, very good. And it was her and her other British friend, and they were wowing everybody because one, the accent, that was one thing. But you have a really cool clothing line, and you started it, right?
I did, yes, just over 12 months ago.
Tell everybody how you got the money to start this company. Listen to this.
Okay.
I don't often tell people, but Sharon seems to tell everyone.
Well, no, you'll tell a couple of hundred thousand.
Yes. Now we're going to tell everybody.
Basically, I sold my wedding dress. It was a dream that I wanted to do, and so I wanted to do it myself. So I had my wedding dress. It was a huge Hollywood Dreams wedding dress, and I decided, right, I'm going to sell it, get the money together, and put it towards like the deposit for my first collection of horse rugs. So, yes.
That's a great idea.
Well, you're never going to use it again. Well, I mean, what'd your husband say?
He wasn't bothered because I think that he's hoping that I don't need it again.
Right, exactly.
Hey, if I needed it again, I'd be buying another one.
That's right. But it's a good use. I like that. This is a way to recycle wedding gowns.
Start a business.
Start a business. Entrepreneurship 101. Get married first, hawk the dress.
Yeah, that's right. Then start your business.
Yes. So, but I haven't seen this.
Well, tell us about Chill Out. It's so cool. You should see the riding jackets they have. They are very cool.
I'm going to have to go there.
Yeah, okay. Basically, we are quite a fashion-forward, unique brand. But basically, we started off as a horsewear company. The idea was that it was like chill out, as in keeping the chill out for the horse when you put the rug on the horse. I've designed this crest, which has the crown. You can't see it on this one, but it's got like a crown and like a horse and the Union Jack in the center, and everyone was loving the brand and said put it on clothes. So
it looks royal.
Yeah, we started with a few polo shirts and hoodies, and everyone loved it. And then we just progressed the breeches and then the winter collection, and it's just gone crazy. So we've been.
But it's very colorful. See, that's the thing about it. Everything is very colorful.
How did I miss this
booth? Wish you had brought one of those jackets along.
I got
to send Jennifer over to get one.
Yeah,
Jennifer. Hey. Hey, Jennifer, can you go to Chill Out and get the one riding jacket that we really liked?
Can you get my size? Can you get my size?
Do you know the booth number?
1242.
1242. She'll be right back. All right. Yeah. So she's going to... No, we're good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have got quite a colorful collection. We like to stand out at Chill Out and be bright. We have, like, at the moment, we have two kind of color ranges, which is like a blue and orange. And then we have a black and red. They're this season's kind of colors. And then we also have like a few other like reds, and we really like to embrace.
Your saddle colors. Pads are so classy looking.
They are. Yes.
They are. They're.
So
she has some really neat
you.
Saddle pads.
You make.
I wanted
coats.
To take one home.
We make shirts.
Yeah, we make show coats, show tops, show shirts. We do breeches, all high waisted. As in, one second.
Yep.
Up there, you can show the video.
Oh,
there you go. She's now showing off her butt on video right
there.
They're
so cute.
They are cute.
Yeah, they have a silicone seat, which is like a floral silicone seat, which really helps you stick in the saddle, which is great for someone like me that struggles.
Yeah, and you and me. And I want to look good while I'm looking stupid.
We always said Velcro. You needed Velcro. Well, you've got almost Velcro there. Yeah.
It's the current Velcro, and we've actually been called a sassy brand, which we quite liked today. But we was a bit worried when we first turned up. We kind of looked round and was like, "Oh, we're so different. Are people going to like us?" And we've secured 7 retailers so far over the.
Well,
last
you've
two
had
days.
Retailers in England and
yes,
the UK
we've got
Europe too.
Yes, and New Zealand and Australia and Canada.
Well, hello to all our Australian friends because we have a lot of listeners down there. So,
well, you know, it's funny because you think of the European countries as being classic and traditional, but it's really the Americans who are
that's
not
true.
Keen on giving up tradition. So,
yes.
We're really starting to follow suit with our European friends who have brought. New and wonderful things to the market. You know, there's this idea that for something to function, it can't look pretty. And that bubble has been burst. And now we're like, okay, you know, sticking in the saddle can look pretty. It can have a
that's
floral
exactly,
design. It doesn't
exactly.
have to be stripes or
no,
squares.
No, that's exactly it. The UK... like only recently embraced it with relaxing a lot of our rules. And yeah, and I can see that with the customers I spoke to here, I can see that it is starting. It's very, very early stages, probably like what UK was like 18 months ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's fun. And the thing is, there's no reason why you can't go down to your stable and be fashionable and look good. And I think it is becoming one of those kind of industries, whereas you want to look good. And so many people like turn around and say, oh, where'd you get that? We've just been walking around this morning and we've been stopped by so many people asking about the show jackets and things like that.
And the shirt, I assume, is one you have for sale. That is pretty.
This is the lace show shirt. And,
it's very Victorian classy, actually.
This is our like snooty fox range, we call it. This is hugely popular in the UK. And as you can see on this arm, this is like the kind of snoot. This is our like luxury range.
I like it a lot.
We called it Snooty Fox, again, a kind of sentimental name, because my mum's cousin used to have a brand called Snooty Fox, and they closed it down due to personal issues about 10, 15 years ago. So to honour it, and just because it was like a family kind of name, we decided to name the luxury line as Snooty Fox. So Snooty Fox by Chill Out.
It's the Snooty. Now I won't.
All right, Helena, you're going to have to try this coat on for the video.
This is the casual.
You're
going to
love these coats.
This is the casual jacket. It's the
these are really,
jacket.
Really cool.
Tell
popular. Us about it, so for the listeners on the radio.
Yeah, this one retails out at £100 UK or $160. It's a fully waterproof and windproof jacket. It's very stylish.
This one that Helena's trying on is red.
It's got zip.
Kind of a fire engine red.
Yeah, it's got.
But it's very fitted.
It is very fitted. And it's perfect for like.
Oh, it looks
weather.
Great on you, Helena.
It's got a double zip as well, so you can ride in it in the rear vent.
Oh, turn around. Turn around. I have to show the back riding part. Flap your vent.
The vent to the back.
Yeah, yeah, flap your vent. There you go.
It's really comfortable. So it's stretchy.
She's saying it's stretchy and comfortable.
Waterproof.
Waterproof?
Fully waterproof and windproof.
Jennifer wants one of those, by the way. We're going to have to make that happen, I think. Now, have her try on that coat. The show coat is just... I love this show coat.
This is the brand new...
It is so cool.
Show jacket.
This is so cool, the show coat coming up. And Helena's going to be trying on. Tell us about the show coat.
The show coat is very light and very, very stretchy. It's like a second skin.
Oh, does that look good on you?
It's so soft,
it really does.
It?
Even with your shorts, it looks great, Helena.
It's got like the pop of ebb studs, which has got the
crests
embossed on them. This is actually a prototype, so the zips will
isn't that
brass
cool looking? It is very
silver.
Fancy looking. It has the red collar and it has red pocket flaps. Oh, and there's the flap. yeah, that is very neat looking. Does it come in plain?
At the moment, it doesn't. That literally is just coming. Well, we have it in a similar, but it's all it is plain black, but it's got the edging isn't white. It's like a gold color.
Oh, cool. But it's still going to have the red?
It's going to have no red. It's just going to be all black with a bit of gold. So it's for the more subtle rider. And it's got crystal buttons rather than the press.
That is very cool. Are you thinking about now the collar and the pocket tops are the red color. Are you thinking about doing a blue or anything else?
Yes, we will. This is like literally just being put in production. So we will be adding to the color ranges of this because it is hugely popular already and it hasn't even hit the market. So yes, we will be doing all sorts.
That is very, very neat. I think. No, Helena's over here doing calisthenics, and apparently it's working. She's doing Pilates.
The lining,
it's
very light. The lining is elasticated, so it's sort of like so. There's no restrictions with the lining.
How much is that one? Now that when I looked at that, hold on. When I looked at that yesterday, and Jennifer said the same thing. What would you think that would be if you saw that in a store, price wise? That's what I said. We said $500. Yeah. Helena just said over $400. How much is it retail?
Retail, that one's $240. That's the top of the range one we do. The standard one would be $160.
These look like $400, $500 coats. They really do. It looks so good on you. And you could wear that one not at a show. You could just wear that to the mall or to dinner. I mean, it looks like a fancy coat. It really does.
With a pair of jeans and a scarf.
Yeah. With your shorts. It looks great. It does look good with the shorts, actually. You got an outfit going there, girl.
Starting my modeling career. 40 plus.
Well.
That's a really great jacket.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Very good. Well, tell everybody where you can buy your stuff.
Well, we have a website at the moment, and we've just secured several stores in Texas and Chicago. But we'll be updating those on our stockist page on our website as soon as their stock arrives. And then we're all through the UK. We've got a retailer called Beckersey in New Zealand, and we've got another one called Equicentially in Australia. You can find a lot of our retailers on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way, and we actually have nearly 31,500 followers on Facebook at the moment. And if you're not a Facebook follower, please find us at Chill Out Horsewear Limited.
And it's chillouthorsewear.co.uk is the website.
Right. Or you can find us on .com as well.
Helena B. endorsed officially.
Helena B. endorsed.
Yeah.
And it looks great on you. It really does.
Thanks.
Those were your size. I think that
I told her to get my size.
I think
I'm no dummy.
I think if you have Jennifer Mugger on the way out, then you'd have two new coats.
No, she's too sweet to
hug. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Oh, super. Thank
great
you
job.
Much.
Thank you.
Great job. You know what? Selling that dress paid off.
Yes, it did.
All right. We are rocking and rolling here today, but we're going to take one quick break for a minute for our title sponsor, and that's Omega Alpha Equine, and we'll be right back.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created three different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters, Chill Ultra Paste with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium, and Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
And we're back, and we have Helena B. and I. We are at the American Equestrian Trade Association coming to you live from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. And we're so glad that you're joining us here this morning. We're having a great time talking about all the new products coming to market. And I got to tell you, it seems like you've been on the last 12 times we've been here. We have Brady from Arenas and Soar No More. We always have him on because he's just a lot of fun, and he's become a good friend here at the show.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So, Brady, how are you?
Great. How are you all?
Good. Now, you had some exciting news. You got all kinds of mergers and things,
man,
going on.
Lots of exciting stuff going on.
Remind everybody who Arenas is first.
Sure. So, Arenas, you probably are most familiar with our liniment Soar No More.
Yeah, which we've all used.
I have.
On ourselves and our horses.
Right on.
Yep, I have two kinds.
Oh, good stuff. Which ones?
I have the gel and the liquid.
The liniment?
Yep,
sure.
The liniment.
Good
yep.
stuff. Yeah, so last year we came up with the Performance and Performance Ultra lines.
Good, so they didn't test. You
yeah.
can use them and they don't test.
Well, so they, the idea? Yeah, as of right now, they meet all the FEI right. zero tolerance.
Which might policies. Change tomorrow with
exactly.
the FEI.
You just never know.
Just saying.
We actually did just present research on the Ultra product at the animal science meetings. And so really cool to have a liniment that actually has empirical proven evidence that it works. So we're really excited
That's awesome.
About that. Yeah, the only liniment out there that I know of. So really, really cool stuff there. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
everybody who uses it knows it works, but
right
it's hard.
On.
You can't say, you know, we're not trustworthy.
We actually have science now. We've got the
It's something we've
there.
Been missing with a few products in the horse world over the years.
That is true.
A lot of
very,
people
very
claiming
true.
It worked and it never
yeah.
did.
It's you know, it can be tough to get published peer-reviewed research done on a lot of these products. So it just worked out really well to be able to
you
get
know, we
that
just did our
done.
Ad for Omega Alpha there. It was all natural products. And, mm-hmm. and they're yeah. out of Canada, and they had human products first, so theirs had to be proven to
exactly.
work.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, they just took that and brought it to the animal world. But when you start in the human side with all the regulation and the testing
sure.
and everything else, that
yeah.
really was an advantage. Now, we're here to talk to you about... Well, first, I want to mention my friend Kat.
You
tell us what happened there.
And, sure. Sure. So really quickly, you know, people have been using these Soar No More products underneath their therapeutic wearables for quite some time. So ceramic blankets, all those types of things. We've been looking for the past few years to find a company that we felt really embodied the innovative approach that Soar No More took, a company that has the quality control, the fit and finish, and had real innovative new products. And so the Benefab company, which if you've seen their new scrim sheet, it's the only one on the market that has both ceramic fabric as well as magnets. So really cool product. So we really felt like that was the company that we wanted to partner with. So we now have Benefab by Soar No More. And so, you know,
sort of
it works
combined.
Really well.
Then,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're a.
They're great products, you know. We've
yeah.
worked with Kat over the years, and she lives. She's my neighbor down
right
there in
Ocala.
And she's sweet as a Dickens. And you know what? She is a story that you would love because she's in her 20s. I don't think
yeah.
she, you know, to own a business and start a business
very
like she
driven,
did, it's
ambitious.
Very entrepreneurial for a young woman to be as successful as she is. She's really,
yeah.
and it's a tough market she's in.
It is.
You know,
it
she
is.
Has some serious competition. In that market, and
very
she
true.
Stood up.
She's very passionate, oh, yeah. and I think a lot of it stems from her own personal experiences and really doing the research and being able to see the effect that you can have on people's lives, on the horses' lives, on the longevity of their equine career. So
yeah.
a lot of very important stuff, and Kat is. She's really passionate, and that's what really, I think, attracted us to that company, is we share that passion. As you guys know, at Soar No More, we're incredibly passionate
oh,
people.
Yes. yes. And that passion converts into energy.
Right
and
on.
The energy is what really drives the research, and then it
yeah.
becomes infectious, and people give it a chance. And that's all it takes, really, with your products, is for people to give it a chance. And
there we go.
Like you said, you know, you instantly begin to see. The thing that struck me the most about all the products from the company that I've tried is that it's just instant comfort. You can see your horse actually relax either through the application of the product
mm-hmm.
Or even the attention that you're giving to them by applying the product. There's
yeah.
a thoughtfulness around it. So, and it starts with the passion, which turns into energy, which then turns into a more comfortable horse. I don't really see what else
That's
there
perfect.
Is to know.
That's perfect. Right on. Yeah, so so one of the new things that we're doing to help introduce people, because crazy as it may seem, some people don't have Sornamor in their tack trunk yet.
Crazy people.
What's wrong with those people?
I don't know. We're here to help them. Today is the day. Come into the light. So basically what we're doing is we are running a contest, and you can go to our Facebook page. And what we're asking people to do is make a video of you telling your old liniment to buck off. B-U-C-K, buck off. And what we're going to do is the folks get to judge the video and vote. And so every 3 months, we'll be giving away a horse's lifetime supply of Sornamor.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to do that. So that means there's four winners between August 2015 and July 2016.
And are you looking for people like to destroy their old liniment in unique
ways? Yeah, whatever creative way you tell your old liniment to buck off.
And dispose of it.
That's right. Then the other people that make those videos, they get to judge. So we're not judging. We're leaving that up to the...
Oh, okay. It's voter, huh?
Right.
And it's all going to be on the website?
But then you have to show them... So in the video, though, you also have to show them your favorite way to use Sornamor, mm-hmm. or tell them why you think your friends, your furry friends, although, see, I use it on myself, too, why they need Sornamor instead of the liniment that they've just told to buck off.
Right. Right.
So, I'm just going to stand in front of a video camera and say, buck off, buck off, buck off.
Do it. Do it. Send
Anytime
it in,
I have a license to even come close to swearing, I'm going to take it.
There we go. It's the little things, right?
That's
the little
right. Things. It is. This is so you, by the way. Did you come up with this idea?
No. Oh, okay. Miriam Altman did. She's our director of marketing.
It did
really
kind of look like you did.
Well,
this,
it's possible. You know, hey.
I think you had some input to it.
We have a lot of fun.
We have just a lot had an emphatic fun. Yes. Run with it.
Boom. And the website where everybody can do this is?
You can take a look at...
it's really long.
Right. buckoff.pgtb.me/NRK.
All right, that's way too long. Nobody's ever going to rename that. You can probably go to arenas.com and find information about
right.
it, too.
The other one, a little bit easier, is arenas.com/about/buckoffpromo.php.
Or find it on their Facebook page.
I would just go to Google and type in Sornamor, buck off.
Buck off. Yeah, that's probably the better way to do it.
You bet.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Brady, for stopping by.
Absolutely. So great to see you guys. I know we look forward to seeing you every year, and we always listen to these shows, and people at the office are always telling us, oh, you got to listen to this podcast and that one. So people are really excited about what you're doing, and we appreciate you guys being out there for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Brady.
You bet.
See you, buddy.
See y'all.
Good to see
you. Take care.
Thanks.
Well, that's great. Buck off.
I love it.
He is going to get some interest. Buck is standing right there.
Buck is standing, yeah.
That has a double meaning in your house.
That's what I said. I just looked at him. I said, I'll never tell you to buck off.
All right. We have Amy here from English Writing Supply or Equine Healthcare International. Very
Hi,
good.
Good morning.
So good to meet you.
Yes, good to meet you as well. Thank you.
But you know what? I have no idea what we're talking about with you today. So
no
you're going to now lean right in.
Equicom.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here to tell you a little bit about our product line with Equine Healthcare International. We're a really unique company in that we're a company that was actually founded and started by a group of equine sports medicine veterinarians. Hassinger Equine Sports Medicine is a veterinary clinic located in Aberdeen, North Carolina. It's actually one of the largest equine sports medicine only veterinary practices in the United States. We actually have a 40 stall equine rehabilitation center located on 69 acres with a full racetrack. We have underwater treadmills, dry treadmills, all the accoutrements that one would need in rehabilitating an equine athlete.
Well, can I move in?
Absolutely. I do love it. It is a Shangri-La there. We actually are very unique in that we have one of only two large mobile hospitals that travels the United States. It's an 18-wheeler with two treatment rooms. We have full capacity to do standing surgeries. We can do direct digital imaging, ultrasound. So we set up at a lot of the major horse shows around the United States.
Well, you don't want to have an accident with that one, do you? Because there's $1 million worth of equipment in it.
No, you don't want it. And all the drugs on board.
Yes, exactly.
And especially because myself and some of the female techs drive it. We are an enigma going down the road, let me tell you. But
that's really cool that you can do all that stuff mobily.
It is. It's absolutely fabulous. And we do attend a lot of the top shows in the country. country. But, you know, while we're out on the road, we get a really interesting perspective because one of the unique things about us, not only as veterinarians, we're all competitors. We're all riders. We've competed here and abroad. It's one of the prerequisites to actually work at our hospital. And so we've actually developed a number of products that are really...
Were you a jumper?
Hunters and jumpers. Yeah, okay. A little dressage. Do I have that look?
Yeah, you have the jumper
yeah,
look.
Yeah, you have your shit together. Yeah, I'm that's sorry.
All right, you're buying lunch.
Did you actually say that? No, you can probably see in Periscope, but you have a very organized way about you.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, you know the fun thing
you're a beautiful hunter around.
Oh, you guys are funny, but I have some really fun stories. We ended up developing a number of products over the couple of years, not because we were trying to get in the equine product business, but simply because we had a need in the veterinary clinic. And it first started in a funny way. A number of years ago, we had an Olympic horse that did not want to go in the underwater treadmill, and we found ourselves in a position of not wanting to oversedate this poor horse, so he would lose his footing, lose his proprioception trying to step into this water treadmill. And one of the veterinarians that worked for us at the time had just come back from the Chi Institute in Florida, learned acupuncture. She goes, "I've got to show you this. This is amazing." So she used some needles and stimulated some points in the inner ear canal of the horse. And in about 20 minutes, that booger was laid down in a prone position, chewing and relaxing, checked heart rate and respiration, and realized that those two had dropped. So, of course, pulled the needles out. It was a little bit scary. I'm like, what happens if we lose one of these? She goes, "Don't worry, I'm a vet. I'll fish it out." But what we learned is that there are 5 acupressure points in the inner ear canal. If you can stimulate those at the same time, it has an incredible endorphin-releasing effect, and you get a sedative benefit from it. So we said, we've stumbled upon something amazing here.
5 pressure points in the inner ear canal that when activated
have an endorphin release.
Thank you.
And it's an incredible sedative effect. So we came up with this product that's pretty well known on the market. It's called POMS, POMS earplugs. Most people, they're really popular worldwide, and most people use them. They're gray, 4-centimeter balls. They're a really interesting blend. There they are, POMS earplugs, yeah. But what we realized is if you actually roll these into the inner ear canal and set them right on top of a little, in the apex of the ear, there's a little skin tag there, it'll stimulate the 5 acupressure points. Most people worldwide think that they just block noise.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, they do block noise. But the secret behind why they're so amazing is simply when they're rolled and left in, they create an incredible endorphin effect. That endorphin effect becomes an analgesic, and it has a sedative effect. So POMS are used worldwide for a lot of various applications.
Well, then you wouldn't want to use them while competing if it's going to put my horse to sleep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So needless to say, we use them for a variety of things. Number one, we'll use them obviously in competition purposes. They are not currently FEI legal, but people do use them for training. Hunters, jumpers, quarter horses, they use them pretty regularly for training and competition. The reason they're so beneficial in training, especially at home, is when they're in and the endorphins are being released, we've seen an increase in memory retention and compliance. So if you're introducing new material to a young horse, you're shipping them for the first time, you're introducing anything that might have an endorphin benefit and maybe have an adrenaline spike, this is your go-to product. It's non-invasive and it's easy to use.
So the horse ends up having a good experience, or they're relaxed while going through it, and so the conditioned response will then sort
absolutely
of
becomes
forward.
A bit of a Pavlov type experience. It's quite interesting. So we use them for shipping, clipping so that the horse ear trimmings don't fall down in the ear. We use them before we break horses.
Yeah.
We use them on young horses in stressful events because it's a really simple, homeopathic, non-invasive.
And it also does block sound, I assume.
It does block sound. So a number of years ago...
Is that the pony size?
This is the
Guess
pony
what?
Size.
You're not getting that back because I have a Hackney pony that has a bolting issue and it's from sounds. So I need this.
You can have it. You can take
and
it home.
And he needs a sedative too. So both of those.
We can help you with that.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Now you're my product of the day if it helps my pony.
It will, but believe me, the pony palms were simply because a lot of people were trimming them and cutting them so they fit in a pony's ear.
Yeah, and you
ear.
Want them round.
And that's not good.
Yeah. And that's not good, especially in Europe, Australia, and we don't want them to do that.
Scooter, this is coming for you.
That's yours, babe. It's coming your way.
I want Brody to have some too. He needs endorphins. endorphin.
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely. So anyhow, POMS, I just wanted people to understand how and why they work.
Everybody, I never understood that.
So it's not necessarily that they're cutting out the sound. It's that they're actually, it's a homeopathic acupressure.
Actually, it's
type
traditional Chinese medicine.
And it's proven that it works. And it works incredibly well. And then it becomes a Pavlov type experience. So that way, when you pop them in before any stressful situation or even a competition
setting. Oh, they just assume it works. Even.
They just assume it works. And they just relax. They're compliant. They're happy. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love endorphins.
Can
they
you make
great.
Some for me?
I can.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, she does need them, actually.
That in a margarita, right?
So, that in a margarita, exactly. See, I told you she has her stuff together. She knows what she's talking about.
So also on the road, we really had an interesting opportunity in seeing a number of horses out there in competition. You know, and one of the big things that they're fighting at competition is this big adrenaline spike, and that is a big problem. So, of course, there are a lot of quieting products on the market today that try to meet that need, but we realize with our new technology that really these heavy magnesium-based products really fall short. And actually, we find that they're a little bit dangerous. If you're administering high levels of magnesium, we're seeing really big, especially if you feed these tubes, the big 60cc tubes of stuff to these horses over time. Unfortunately, we're noticing horses that are experiencing renal failure, horses that are experiencing cardiac events, and also horses that are experiencing really significant gas colic secondary to over-administration of magnesium-based products. And it got to the point that it was just something that as a veterinary clinic, because we also carried those products, we had them available on the road for folks, it wasn't anything we could continue to carry anymore because I felt like we were contributing to the problem. So after a number of years, we actually set out to find a solution to meet the problem head on. And what we ended up developing with some fabulous pharmacists is our new product called Equicom. It's only physically been on the market for about 2 years, but the product in itself has actually been used in our hospital for probably 8 years. We would have it compounded at compounding pharmacies. The reason this product is so entirely unique is that this particular product, the whole entire tube, the base of the product is bismuth. And I tell you what, I cannot tell you how much benefit you will benefit, how much benefit to the horses when you have a horse with an ulcer, an acidic issue, and you're
bismuth. That's where I knew. Okay.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. I've never heard that used before.
It's a fabulous.
I thought that was what you were saying.
It is. It's a fabulous maple praline flavor. It kind of tastes like Aunt Jemima pancake syrup, although I don't encourage you to eat it. You can top dress it on their feet
or
squirt
anyway.
It in their mouth. It's only 30 cc's. It flows out easily. It's just a fabulous product. But the reason this works as well as it does is twofold. Number one of the reasons horses tend to experience some agitation and discomfort is gastric acid production. And what we find is everybody goes to the go-to, which is Gastrogard or Omeprazole or various Omeprazole products. Well, what they realize, hopefully, is that that's just a proton pump inhibitor. And although that's helpful, if you reduce gastric acid, you're unfortunately limiting the horse's ability to be able to digest grains. So they tend to go into the hindgut undigested, and you end up with colonic ulcers, hindgut acidosis. So you really are fixing one problem and creating the other.
Wow.
And the other thing that we're realizing with scoping horses is if a horse has an ulcer and you reduce the gastric acid, you're just kind of hoping that they're not going to trot and bounce that gastric acid up there.
Yeah.
You're really not healing the ulcer by reducing the acid. What you need to do is you need to put a Band-Aid on that ulcer and protect it to give it time to heal. And so that's what we're doing. So part one of the Equicom product is the bismuth coats the stomach. It coats any possible weakened areas of the gut lining. It also tends to coat those ulcers, gives them time to heal. So you start to see initial benefit in behavior because it doesn't hurt anymore. The second thing is there are low levels of magnesium and tryptophan in the product. And that's so that people, when they need that immediate response in about an hour, they get it. But unlike other products that are popular on the market that use magnesium acetate, which we don't necessarily advocate, this is a magnesium oxide-based product. So it's a base, oxide being a base. So we're neutralizing stomach.
Versus an acid.
And the key thing that's different than any other product on the market is this particular product has melatonin in it. Unlike
I take melatonin.
Everybody takes melatonin. And why? It's basically an adrenaline blocker. You're not trying to wig yourself out like people do with Benadryl and things like that. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to ride a horse that's wigged out on too high a level of magnesium. I'm not going to jump one. I've had two rotational falls with horses tripping because I had unfortunately administered products that had too much magnesium in it, and I'm not doing that any longer. This particular product is a melatonin-based product, so we're blocking adrenaline. And when you block adrenaline and you stop that agitation before it ever begins, then then you have an athlete that is ready to focus and perform, not an animal that is stoned or doesn't have good proprioception. They don't know where their feet are. But yeah, we're going to go and compete, guys.
Right.
It makes no sense.
And melatonin is a naturally occurring.
It is naturally occurring, yes.
So does anything test in here?
No, there are no ingredients that would test in there. It's all amino acids. My husband is an FEI veterinarian. We keep a very close eye on FEI rules. And they're funny. You know, you can't have lavender. You can't have chamomile. You can't have stuff. But so far, all of these ingredients are currently show illegal. But we do keep an eye on it. And if any time they do change the rules, we'll quickly make an adjustment.
Okay, very good. Where do they find it?
Wonderful.
English Riding Supply out of Pennsylvania is the distributor. Most major tack shops do carry it. Most major veterinary clinics now carry the Equicom product as well. You can simply go to equicom.com and learn more about the product. If you have any questions, simply give our office a ring. If you'd like a sample, same thing. Head onto the website, give us a ring. We'll drop you a sample. If you want to talk to any of the veterinarians on staff about how you can utilize it, we happen to use it in the hospital for weaning mares and babies. We actually use it with rehab horses, bringing them back into work. And when we horse show, we actually give a tube of it before we ever put them on the trailer. We find a reduction in heart rate, a reduction in respiration, a little reduction in body temperature, creates an animal that shows up at a horse show ready to compete.
Very good. Equicom. You can Google it as well. So we appreciate you stopping
by,
Amy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you so much. I'm keeping the little balls, though, because they're gone from my pony. All right. That's Scooter's getting those. He needs those. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, now we went from a French accent earlier in the day to a British accent earlier in the day. And if I am correct, and if I remember right, we are going Italian now, aren't we?
You're Woo-hoo! Correct.
And it's Elisa, right? Did you say Elisa?
Elisa.
Elisa?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and you are from what company?
I'm from Kask. Kask Helmets.
Which is K-A-S-K.
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 Yes.
You won the booth, or you had a great booth, is what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
It stood out from...
I loved
it
your booth.
Did.
I took a picture of it. I'd never heard of the company before. I'm like, I like them.
And you're first time here from Europe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For this trade show, yeah, it's the first time we're doing it.
And it was clean, it was elegant, everything was good. But what really caught everybody's attention was your helmets, because they are just different. Tell
Thank
us about
you.
Them.
Okay, so it's the first time we are presenting the collection here in US, actually. The horseback riding helmets have been presented in Spoga last February, so it's something very new for us, even if doing helmets is not news, as we've been doing them for the past 11 years now. We are very focused on helmets and head protection.
And but you did them for other industries too, right?
Yes, we are very well known in cycling, which is our biggest business at the moment. And in fact, we are a sponsor of the Sky Team, which is the best professional team worldwide. They won this year for the third time the Tour de France. So we're very happy for this.
Yes, I want to ride my horse in the Tour de France. And I want to wear one of these helmets.
Now, these helmets are really, really cool.
Wow.
The design is really neat on them. And I mean, just tell us some of the features that make them different than others.
First of all, they're 100% designed and made in Italy. The owner of the company is also the person doing all the helmets. So he's very, very picky when it comes for product and safety.
Well, and the Italians are always been into design and clothing and everything. And let me tell you that everybody over there was beautiful. Okay, including Lisa, is absolutely beautiful, and the helmet matches you. So,
<Thank you. laughs> so yes, our motto, in fact, is the comfort, safety, design. So, when it comes for safety, for sure, this is the most important thing, as we never have to forget that helmets. Yes, these helmets look good, but they are actually the thing that is going to save your life if something happens. So it's very important that they are safe. All our helmets are, in fact, ASTM certified, and they also have the certification for the new ASTM standard.
I was going to ask you about that, for the new European standard?
Which is coming in 2016, and for the European standard as
well,
good. Yes. And
how similar are the ASTM standards for equestrian helmets versus cycling helmets? Are they very, very different, or are they close enough where...
For cycling, it's a little bit different because there is CE, which is the European norm, and another standard for US, which is CPAC. And it's totally different. Usually the American standard tend to be a little bit more strict than the European one. Mm-hmm. So the polystyrene has to be a little bit more dense. Yes.
The liner comes out. Does it supposed to?
Yeah, of course.
And you can wash it.
You can wash
it. Oh, that is so nice. I can't tell you how horrible that is.
Can I try this on?
Sure.
And you know what? The other thing is, I noticed right away, and I've never seen this before, is the magnet on the strap.
Yes. We are the only company featuring this buckle in the horse riding industry. Yes, and it's very easy.
With this magnet, you can do it with one hand.
Oh. Exactly. Yes.
Grace, you're going to love this helmet. I love it.
You look good in it, too.
I'm such a helmet picky person.
Yeah. And the unique part is this helmet has the... It has the vents on the top.
Yes, it's very well ventilated. There is a system
the whole top,
of
pretty much. Yeah.
In the styrofoam that allows.
Do you have a little fan in there too, like air conditioning?
Well, if you want to, we can try.
Now, the other cool thing is where that is vented in the top. You guys have put the flags from the various countries. They're very bright, very colorful.
You can have this helmet customized in many different ways. You can have them personalized with your own size. You can have Swarovski crystals if you want to. You can have the flag of your country.
Give me one.
You have some. You can have the helmet cover with some luxurious leather, like lizard, crocodile, and everything.
Now you had one over there. The silver part on this helmet on the top was trimmed in gold.
Yes.
Now, how much was that helmet? Because
That's $2,600.
Yeah, it's trimmed in gold. Real
That's
gold.
Fine. Fair
it's
enough.
Real gold. Yeah.
I touched it and smelled it. It smelled it like gold.
I really have to. So. No, I need to just step back for a second. And this is very serious about head protection and helmets. You really need to have something that's incredibly comfortable and fits your head, because not every helmet design fits. Our heads are shaped differently and so forth. This is incredibly light. Now, I've worn light helmets before that they just don't, I don't want to say they don't feel like they're going to protect my head, but they just, they're kind of like wobbly and they feel a little bit chintzy. This is really honestly one of the most comfortable helmets that I've put on in a very long time.
And it also features something very special, that it's our own patent, which is this adjusting system. This moves and adapts automatically to your head shape.
So that's what I'm saying. Once
you have it on, it blocks the head.
Without giving you a headache.
Yes.
So this is airy and light. I had not even looked at the clasp. And I was able to figure it out without seeing it. I was able to figure out how to get the magnet to stick and how to undo it without
even...
You make
it slide in this way. Yeah.
It's very intuitive. It's very easy to do.
And you're supposed to be able to do it with one hand because of the magnet. So that makes it even better. Yeah. How much do these retail for?
We start from a first price point of $499 US, and
up to $2,400. Apparently,
you can have this particular model.
This one exactly with the shiny frame retails at $549.
And what about the ones with the flags? With the
this is
a
customization, so you choose the helmet you like, the model you like, and the flag personalization comes with an extra addition of $125.
We could have our logo put on it. We could have our little logo.
You can also have the logo, yes.
Ah. If someone does unfortunately get into an accident wearing one of these helmets, can they contact you? What's your policy about... do they need to buy a whole new one?
Every time there is a crash, even if it's minor, it's very important to change the helmet. That's what we always suggest as manufacturers, as there could be some internal breaks in the styrofoam that even if you don't see it, won't allow the helmet to protect you at the best if you fall again. So we have a crash replacement policy that allows you to buy a new helmet for a discounted price in case you want to. Yes.
Wonderful.
And are they in America? You probably picked up some new retailers this weekend. That's why you were here.
Yes.
But can people order them now? What's the story here?
They're still a new feature, and they're going to be available in the shops from November.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you're in Europe, you can get them now.
Yes, they're already available over
What's
there.
The website?
It's kask.it.
So kask.it for Italy.
You find all the pictures, all the models. You also find the helmets of other collection if you're a cycling or a skier. So
very good. Do you do motorcycle helmets too?
No.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Just people that do the sport. We don't like the motor sport, how to call it.
You like them actually
tired.
To pedal.
We like
that's
more
right.
Elegant.
They want to ride
those
bikes. That's funny.
Doing it.
Well,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it. Your booth really stood out to us. I went over there first. So.
Thank you. So have a great day for
my birthday's in July. Christmas is coming up. I do celebrate.
My birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday. Thank you. Yay, very good.
Thank you for spending it with
All
us.
Right. Thank you very much. Have Take care. Day. We have a couple
Dude, I
more.
Want one of those
I know that is they're really nice helmets. We have a couple more people coming up today, and of course, we are coming from the American Equestrian Trade Association live here in Philadelphia. We have Helena of Stable Scoop Radio Show is co-hosting with me today, and actually, Jamie has the week off. I want to remind everybody that we are Jennifer and I are also taking the week off coming up, and we do have new shows planned for you that we recorded ahead that we'll be putting out on the Horses in the Morning feed and Stable Scoop and all that. We will be putting out new shows this week, so you will find them. But we will not be doing a live feed later in the week on Horses in the Morning. You'll just find our shows. We'll pop in at 9 a.m. on your player, whatever player you listen to, and on our app and on the website. So you can listen to the new shows. We just are not doing the live feed. We're going up and we're hanging out with Helena at the ocean.
We're going to come up with some stories. Things happen when we get together.
We're going to Newport. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a lot of things planned. Well, coming up next, we have, it's Jane, right? So we have, yeah, hey, Jane. Come on in real close.
Jane Hart Jewelry. Good morning.
Jane Hart Jewelry. You know, one of the things we don't highlight enough, and people buy a lot of it in the horse world, is jewelry. We don't talk about it very much.
Why is that? You
I don't
know. Because I'm not on horses in the morning.
That's true. And, you know, I just, but when I saw your stuff, and I just, you know, and you're from out near Scottsdale, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm in Scottsdale in the winter in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky in the spring,
well, there's
summer,
two good
and
places
fall.
To be.
It's nice to be in Kentucky.
Yeah, there's two places. But what really caught me was the elegance of your jewelry. Mm. A lot of the jewelry doesn't, you know, looks kind of cheap. And this does not. It was very elegant, very well made, and really stood out. So tell us about your jewelry and why it's special.
Well, Jane is my middle name, and I was following my heart when I started it. And I left a corporate career with Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Gucci. I managed stores for them and managed buyers, and I could never find any horse jewelry that I really liked. So after I left corporate America, I decided to start my own. And I went to Wellington, Florida, and I lived there, and I started doing designing and ended up moving to Arizona. And I have a fabulous silversmith who makes everything for me for 21 years now. He's just awesome. And I started with a collection called Classic, and this one happens to have either a blue sapphire or a black diamond eye with a ribbon on.
That's a dressage horse, it looks like.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah, I started with a Classic collection and then expanded from there. And now I have about 15 collections.
Well, and the other thing that stood out to me,
they have a classic, elegant look.
They
and
do.
They
it's
are
very classic, almost Victorian look.
I
yeah.
have a
yes.
Yeah, they're almost Victorian.
There's detail.
Yeah.
There's a lot of detail in the designs, which you know is you find that a lot in the Victorian era. But it's not heavy. It's light. It's clean.
It's just different
designed.
Than the other ones we saw out there.
Yeah.
Now the ones that really caught my eye where you have some licensed jewelry.
Yes.
And one of them was Secretariat. And
yes.
I wish everybody was watching the video right now because it is so cool. It has the silks to it on
his
blue Secretariat's head.
Hand enameled blue blinkers.
It is really, really cool. So
Thank
you have you. A couple of licensed products like the Secretariat. This is a necklace, right?
It's a necklace that comes in two different sizes. Each piece is stamped with his name on the back. They're collector's pieces. They benefit the Secretariat Foundation, and they come with a commemorative card and a gift box.
Was this Penny Chenery approved?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She approves I think she approves everything.
Yeah. I've had the license since 2010 for Secretariat. Then I also have Man of War. And Barbaro. Actually, Barbaro was the first license.
And then you have a dressage horse thrown in there.
Yes, Revel.
Revel.
Yeah. So I have four famous horses, which benefit their charities. So I like that. It's a way to give back.
Well, that is neat. And then you sell them at various shows and events, but you also sell them online, I assume?
Yes. JaneHart.com or horsejewelry.com. I have two websites.
You got horsejewelry.com?
Uh-huh.
You must have got that one early.
I do.
This is the dressage horse. And your chains are lovely. They're so smooth and they're like liquid.
They're snake chains, and actually they have a nice lobster clasp, and they're Italian. They're Italian snake chains.
The Italians, so. We know what we're doing.
We got Italians going on here today.
We just got it going. We take over the world.
You do charm bracelets as well, and I love, for the charm bracelets, I love the little jockey hats you have.
Oh, they're brand
colorful
new.
And fun.
Yep.
They are really cool looking.
They're under the Jockey Cap collection. They're brand new. They can come either plain silver, and I'm starting to enamel them. That one's enameled in purple and white for the Breeders' Cup coming up in Lexington, the end of October.
It's very cool. Well, I love your collection, and I think everybody just has to go look at it, right?
Well, thank you.
I mean, they have to go to the website. What's the website again?
JaneHart.com.
That's easy. Jane Hart, and it's H-E-A-R-T.
Just like Hart. Your heart.
Yeah. Did you marry Hart, or did you come with
Jane's
Hart?
No, Jane's my middle name, and I was following my heart when I started it.
That's a great story.
Jane Hart Jewelry. Yeah. JaneHart.com. Yes.
And were you an artist always?
Beautiful foxes.
My mother was, you know. So, okay. And I can draw, but I just have an eye for how I wanted the horses to look. And everyone really, the customers really appreciate the detail. They appreciate that they look like dressage. They look like hunter jumper. You know, they look like foxes.
It's very elegant.
Collections.
I think elegant is the best word for it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jane.
Thank you very
much. All right, JaneHart.com. I'm just going to steal the secretariat.
Our Periscope people are commenting that they love the jewelry.
See, there you go. All right.
Thank you, Jane.
I think we actually have one more guest, and I'm so excited to bring this guest on.
I'm super excited, too, because I tried on a pair of what we're talking about next.
Well, this is going. Everybody that listens to Horses in the Morning on a regular basis is going to be so thrilled to hear this story because it is an amazing story, and we're going to tell it to you now. I'm going to have to set this story up a little bit. Have a seat, Eric. You're going to have to get right in close to the microphone.
Okay.
So lean in. You're tall. We'll move it up here a little for you. So, Eric, I want to set this up properly. Okay. It was how many months ago that we talked to months. It was
lots of months.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 months ago, maybe.
Yeah. So I keep an eye on Kickstarter. And when I see fun horsey things on Kickstarter, I'll sometimes contact them and we'll see if we can help them get over the top. Well, I saw this company that was trying to do a really cool riding gene on Kickstarter. And at that point, you weren't very far along in your goal.
Well, we were more than halfway through
the
campaign, I think. But no, we weren't very far along on our goal.
It was like, what I remember, and I don't know why I remember this, but it was like at $5,000 and you guys wanted
30 was our goal, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I had said to Jennifer, contact them. I'd love to get them on. I love the video, your wife's story of putting these together and the whole thing. And we got his wife on. And
who was an inventor?
It was an inventor.
Right.
See, I
listened. What a memory. I'm impressed.
All right. So she was an inventor, and she did a great job on the radio. She did a good job at the interview. But, Helena, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with you, Eric. When we got off the show that day, we always talk a little bit about the guests, and I said, she was a great guest, but they're not going to make it. They're not going to meet their goal. And I had nothing, no contact after that, and I forgot all about it, and I never looked again. And then you pretty much mugged me when I got here. And tell me why.
Well, one thing, I wanted to meet you.
Right.
It was one of the highlights of the show for us. But at that point, I didn't think we were going to make it either. We didn't either.
And with Kickstarter, you have to get the money or you get no money.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And so after that show, one of your listeners gave us a huge boost by she bought a slot at a Julie Goodnight clinic and donated it to our Kickstarter campaign.
And that's ain't cheap.
That's right.
Julie
and that
ain't
in
cheap.
Itself was huge. But then the exposure with the Julie Goodnight name just accelerated things and put us over the top.
And you know what's ironic about that circle of events is that Julie Goodnight was one of our first guests on the Stable Scoop show eight years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's a circle there for you, right? So you made it.
We did. We did. Well, we made the Kickstarter campaign.
Well, let's
then the real work started.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know, that obstacle was at least out of the way. And that was, you were sweating that one. But thank you to our listeners.
Absolutely.
We
just
actually,
phenomenal.
We helped make a difference.
Yes,
you did for us. We wouldn't be here today without you all.
Well, truth. We're glad to hear that. And by the way, I told that story to some about 12 prospective sponsors in the last 2 days. So thank you for bringing that up.
Well, this morning, well, not this morning, 2 days ago when we first arrived, Jennifer was taking me through the front hall of Ada, which has some products that are highlighted. And she pointed to your riding jeans and she said, look at these. And I said, well, why? Everybody does riding jeans.
Right.
And she, the thing that first caught my attention was this cell phone pocket in the thigh. And I was like, well, that's a pretty tricky thing. You know, I like that. I like that a lot because I'm one of the few people who still puts her cell phone, maybe not few people, but I'm one of the people who puts her cell phone in her pocket. So I thought that was all there is to these jeans. And then I came over to your booth and you showed me, we started to look and touch and feel as I usually do. And a whole nother story emerged about this product. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, obviously there's a cell phone pocket, but tell us really what makes these jeans so special.
Well, the big thing is no inseam. There are lots of jeans on the market advertised as riding jeans, and they all have the inseam and the lump where it crosses the center seam.
Ugh.
So we eliminated the inseam for the comfort while riding. And that came out of my wife Desiree sitting in the barn one day, changing out of her breeches again so that she could muck stalls or go to the grocery store. And she looked at the ceiling and said, why do I have to change pants every day after I'm done riding?
Well,
and we went out to look for something practical on the market. She went to our local big tack store and stuff, and she said, show me the riding jeans. They all had seams. And so she eventually made her own, and there was such a dearth of this kind of product, a practical, everyday riding jean on the market, that we were looking at going into the business from scratch. And then we found Smooth Stride, which had just closed.
Oh, very good.
So we bought the company and are in the process of reviving the brand.
Well, one of the things now, even on the full seat or on the knee patch, one of the things that makes these a little bit different, with most knee patch jeans, you'll have the knee patch will only be about 10, 12 inches long, and it stops about calf.
Right.
Yours go the whole way down, so it kind of avoids the need to have half chaps, too.
That's the intent.
Which is perfect, because everybody hates putting the half chaps on and off.
Right.
Especially when you live in Florida, where we do. My wife hates doing that, because it's so hot and sticky, and you know, you just don't want to have to deal with other stuff.
Right. You know? We call that the extended knee patch.
Now, what are the knee patches made out of?
The same thing as the full seat material. It's a really high-tech synthetic suede called Clarino. Horrendously expensive.
Yes, Clarino is.
But we also use the Clarino on the inside of the waistband.
I noticed that. The waistband has the Clarino, too, which is real soft.
Well, now I have to talk about
that. It feels great.
Yeah, okay.
Because I tried these on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I cannot stand to have things around my lower back. Things meaning tags and seams and stuff.
That's stuff that are poking you.
Yeah. I thought this was a nice little feature. How you know, that's very thoughtful. I wasn't expecting just how comfortable it was going to be. It really does make a difference. You feel the softness there. And the cut of the waist is unique, too. It's sort of, it goes like, it follows the contours of a woman's waist.
We call it a contoured waistband, and we modeled it after women's high-end slacks. And it does come up higher in the back for good coverage when mounted, but lower in the front.
No plumber butt.
But
I wasn't going to say that.
When you sit down in it, it doesn't gap, so you don't have this big...
Oh, the gap there, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And then your shirt doesn't come up and out of it. And they're stretchy. They're stretchy. And not like, you know, breeches stretchy. They're supportive. So you feel like you're wearing a jean. It's a little bit like wearing a skinny jean. So for those women who haven't gone into the skinny jean world, this is the perfect opportunity to do that. So there's structure, there's support, but there's stretch where, again, it just sort of disappears into the background. So between the comfort band here, the cut of the waist, and then the supportive stretch, you don't even think about these jeans, which, again, is important for me when I'm in the saddle. I don't want to think about what I'm wearing because it's just one more distraction I don't need.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that, but even though they're nice and stretchy and they come back and provide good support, they're not a skinny jean. There's a boot cut at the bottom.
Right. Right. There's plenty of room for your half chaps and your paddock boots, whatever you're riding in.
Right.
But up top, meaning they're snug.
Yes.
They fit you snugly.
Yes. A wrinkle is as bad as a seam in the saddle.
Right.
Exactly.
So what are the price point on these then?
On the website, the full seats, a lot of, because of the Clarino, are $155.
Okay.
The regular all denim jeans are $115 and the knee patch are $125.
Okay, good. And are they going to be available? Have you been getting a good response here this weekend? They're going to be available in stores? Or should we go to the website at this point?
Yeah, go to the website at this point. We're exploring this this wholesale channel. This is our first show. I didn't expect much in terms of orders, you know, but I wanted to get our feet wet on this channel and see if that was a possibility.
Well, good.
Well, there's another cool thing about this. There's the cool things about these jeans just keep coming up. The sizing, they go all the way up to women's, well, traditionally, the traditional size of 24.
That's right.
Okay, so they're great for any body shape, any body type. And your sizes, you don't use actual numbers or letters. You use horse breeds.
Women's pant sizing is a hot mess, to tell the truth.
It's so true.
And the sizes that people put out are really just names. The numbers are names. So we thought, the heck with it, we'll just name them. So we named them all after horses.
Yeah, there's the Arabian, the Mustang, the Frisian. Do you have an Appaloosa in there?
Yes, there's an Appy in there.
Yeah,
Andalusian.
So I'm little. I'm just
you're a little Hackney pony.
I'm a little bit. I'm just about 5'3", probably 120 pounds, kind of on the curvy side, and I fit into a Mustang.
Uh huh.
So,
oh, you're a Mustang.
I'm a Mustang.
And can't be tamed or trained.
I can go and win competitions. Like, take me to Road to the Horse. You get famous. But you also have long and short or regular?
We have three lengths. Regular, long, and extra long.
Okay.
And even the regular is relatively long, 31-inch inseam, although I don't use the word inseam.
Okay, yeah. Not for these.
And then the extra long are 36, so really long. So good length for in the saddle.
So you really have accommodated just about every body type.
Yes, and our target demographic is the moms. It's the, you know, I think the average age of horseback riders, women horseback riders in the U.S., which is above 90%, is 35 and
that's
rising.
That's the average age of our listeners, 35 to 55.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
these are
built for women's.
No, these are nice.
No,
I guarantee you Jennifer's going to be getting a pair. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. Where can people buy them?
www.smoothstride.com.
Smoothstride. I love the name, too.
Yeah,
smoothstride.com. They're great. Terrific. And what a great story. You made my weekend. You really did.
And vice versa. I've been looking forward to meeting you all, really, since you
helped us. Congratulations. And please give your wife a hug for us,
okay,
all right?
Okay, we'll do. Thanks very much.
It'd be great to have her back on again sometime.
Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Eric. What a story, huh?
I love it.
The power of radio.
Of good product.
And the power of a good product. Yep. What a neat story. You can go ahead. Yep. Thank you so much. Well, that's it for our guests for today. We've had a lot of fun here at the American Equestrian Trade Association in Valley Forge. But we have somebody that has just walked by, and I wrangled her because we've been hanging out all weekend with her. And that's Colleen. And she is from Eventing Nation. She is here to find new products to test because she's their product tester. So what do you got? I mean, what's your opinion of the show this time?
Oh, well, hello. First of all, thank you for grabbing me and having me stop and talk to everybody. I'm glad to be here. Hi. it's still, even though I've been here like four times now, it's still so overwhelming when I'm walking around because you get kind of like the shock and awe as you're walking and you're like, oh my gosh, this is new. I get very distracted too. And
it
I talk
is.
A lot. So it's very hard.
Difficult to come in and focus.
Of course, you see my...
Oh, she got a new shirt. Read it. Can you move your tag so we can read it to everybody? This is great shirt. Stand up.
I had
so we
to
can see it.
Buy this morning and then change.
Okay.
And put it on. It's like when you buy new
okay,
sneakers.
Okay, so open up. We got to see it. I need 3 coffees, 6 horses, and like $12 million.
Yes, please.
That's a great t-shirt.
I visited the booth over 20 by 60. Because I saw
They were fun, the 20 by 60
they
people.
They were very fun. You know, I saw, I've been following them on Facebook and on social media, and I saw the tea recently, and I'm like, I have to get that. I need tea.
She's a tea girl. You're a tea girl. You know what?
It's whimsical. It's fun. You know, I'll even wear it to work under this jacket like this.
So. You should.
You can get away with that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Casual Friday. Totally legit.
Yeah. And it's got to do with horses, so, you know. It's, you can write it off.
Exactly.
So what did you have a product highlight? Did you pick a product of the show?
Oh gosh, that's always the hardest question. Actually, I found some pretty cool new tall boots that Dublin's getting ready to launch, yeah. I guess, coming up.
Were they the plaid ones or the show boots?
Oh, the country.
The country plaid ones were really cool, too.
I liked the country plaid boots, and I also liked the ones that are the, they're designed for winter. They're kind of like a quilted look. I totally forget the name of the boot, but they have like the thinsulate lining in them, and they're supposed to be good up to negative 35 degrees.
Oh, that's going to be good if we have another winter.
I don't know if I'd want to test the to negative 35 degrees part.
You're not going to drive to Alaska to test them?
No.
You know, she can just drive to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it a couple of months. Come on over. Bring your
Dublins. It doesn't get quite that cold in Pennsylvania, and at least I'm hoping it doesn't.
I know. Yeah. Knock on wood. So Dublin, you know, that's the cool thing is a lot of the companies who've been around for a long time are really coming out with some. Again, this is the weekend of the problem solving products. There's their problem.
You know what? I have to give a shout out to Weatherbeta and Dublin over there. Of course, Weatherbeta's parent company, but Dublin's the brand of all the clothing. They said these new boots that are the new Dublin paddock boots that are coming out. They did more tests than any other company ever has. They had them on 3,000 feet for a year to test the design and get feedback before they finally came out with the final design. Who sends out 3,000 pairs of boots to get them tested?
Dublin.
And that was all around the world.
And you know what? I've actually been riding in one of their new pairs of paddock boots lately. I actually just did a post about it that went up this weekend. It was the Apex paddock boots.
That's at eventingnation.com. They can read that?
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. That's at eventingnation.com.
And you do a great job with your articles, too. And of course, you know, Colleen and her sister, Lorraine, are listeners. They listen to our shows at work. We won't tell your boss, but
she could just call it market research.
Hey, you know what? I'm more productive that way because, you know, I've got my earbuds in, I'm entertained, and I'm just working away.
I got to thank you guys, too. I'm going to thank you through an extension because Eventing Nation is related to Horse Nation. Same parent, you know, same daddy. So to speak, in this case, actually, is true.
And now our sugar daddy.
Yeah, but they did an excellent article and a wonderful article on the Horse Radio Network. And I got to tell you that the sponsors that are walking around here this weekend read that. And we really appreciate the support. And it was very well written. And thank you for you guys for that.
I thought it was a great article. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was very inspiring, very cheerful, uplifting, and spot on. I mean,
yeah.
We've been at this for quite a while. And
well, we're very glad to work with you guys on a regular basis. I know Eventing Nation's very supportive of the Eventing Radio Show. And, of course, Horse Nation, you know, Leslie was kind of disappointed that we were doing this today because she's normally on at this time on a Monday. And she has so many stories to tell of her trips. She went down to the test event in Rio, and then she went to Iceland for an Icelandic horse adventure. So she's dying to tell us.
Oh my gosh, Leslie's always the best to listen to. I love listening in on Mondays and hearing her absolutely awesome, crazy, funny
when
stories.
She's really excited about something, she's like, blah, 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 blah. It's so cute.
Kind of like me.
Yes, kind of like you.
How does that happen?
I don't know. You guys should be journalists. I don't know why. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. It's nice having dinner with you every night.
Great seeing you
good.
This weekend.
Yeah, it's good seeing you again. Thanks so much. Eventing Nation and HorseNation.com.
Thanks,
Colleen. Well, that's it for today. I'm just going to remind everybody that we have shows coming up all week, although Jennifer and I will be on vacation. We're going to be up hanging with Alina. I have never seen your farm.
Yes.
It has been so long.
Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to heading back up there. And it's nice because I won't have to go to Massachusetts. I can avoid Massachusetts. I go through Connecticut right to Rhode Island.
I don't get along
with Massachusetts.
I think you and Rhode Island will enjoy each other's
company. You know, a lot of people don't know this. Jennifer and I had our honeymoon 28 years ago in Newport, Rhode Island.
Newport is a very romantic place.
Yeah, I mean, going through those houses.
I have a little luck in Newport myself. It's my anniversary. Yeah, certain somebody planted a big fat kiss on my face a while ago, and Newport was the place that changed everything.
You know, it's kind of neat, and we're going to go do the tours. You haven't seen some of the houses, so we're going to do some of the house tours there, the mansion tours, and, you know, we've seen them before, but it's been a long time, and you can go through those places 1,000 times and not see everything the same. And they're also having the coaching festival, so we're going to go hang out. I'm going to give Gloria Austin a shout. We're going to go. Gloria contributes to our driving radio show, and she brought her coach, and David Saunders is up there to Newport for the coaching festival. So
yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Very big deal up there.
We're going to go go see it, and I hope we get to go into the barns because they're being housed, I think, at the Breakers Barns.
Yeah, I think we need like top secret security.
I know.
Like, we're gonna have to wear headsets. Here comes Rush Radio. Somebody please escort them in.
Yeah, or out.
Or out.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like it. Yeah. So thank you everybody for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Of course, if you missed us on Periscope or missed the whole thing, you can see the whole thing on Periscope. You just search for Horse Radio Network on Periscope, and we did a video of the whole thing. Thank you to Buck and to Gracie for holding the Periscope camera the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole hour and a half. And thank you, Helena. It's always fun doing this with you.
Thank you, Glenn. It's nice being
it's been a great
10
weekend.
Inches apart instead of 10,000 miles apart.
But now we're not leaving. So normally we pack up right now and we go home, and I go south, you go north, but we're following you.
Yes,
so,
you are. Yes.
All right, good. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again next Monday live, but we have shows planned and recorded for you all week long.
Oh, and don't forget to check out Stable Scoop's Facebook page. We're going to be putting stuff up for Tack and Habit. Go to Instagram, hashtag Tack and Habit. So a lot of the products that we've seen here this weekend will be posted up there on social media.
Bye, everybody. Be safe. Wear your Italian helmet.